Hi, friends.
Hello, should I delete that, listeners?
We still have some tickets left for our live tour and we would absolutely love to see you there.
On Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will be performing in the London Islington Assembly Hall.
On Monday, the 27th of May, we will be in Salford.
On Tuesday, the 28th of May, we'll be in Glasgow.
Sunday, the 2nd of June, Birmingham.
Monday, the 3rd of June, Bristol.
And Tuesday, the 4th of June in Southampton.
You can get your tickets at aegpresents.co.uk or via the link in the show notes or our Instagram bios.
We really hope we see you there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Should I Delete That? This is an Is It Just Me episode and it's a special one because I have a guest. The best guest! We've got Georgie back. I was going to say back in the house and then I gave myself
back
the
in the hizzy hizzle.
Oh no. So guys, full transparency. As you know, Girl Al is currently on maternity leave, which she will be wrapping up relatively shortly, but it obviously is the most important thing that she has this time at home and doesn't feel rushed to come back. So we were kind of thinking she might be back by now. So basically, I'm talking around the point. We've run out of Is It Just Me? It's okay. The batch recording process.
And they also have run out of other fun people to ask, which is why I'm here again.
When I tell you... I had a spatula to the bottom of the barrel. I'm kidding.
Bye.
I'm no, just sit down. So yeah, look, Al's just taking a couple more weeks at home with her little bub, as she should. And we are just planning a couple of other fun Is It Just Me's. We have an inbox that is literally bursting at the seams of your guys' questions, Is It Just Me's problems, which Al and I will get back to when she returns. But for right now, we're going to do things a little differently.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. As many of you will know, Georgie Swallow is, at least on the internet, one of the most positive people that's ever graced this earth. But I, personally, in our friendship, have seen some sides. Some irateness, some anger, some frustration.
You?
Never. And I feel like I want to show the people what they're missing.
Do they need to see that though? Is that something they need in their lives?
I really think it might be. So, actually, you know what? There's a lesson in it. It's like you just don't compare yourself to everything that you see on the internet because it's all a lie.
Everything you see online is a construction of what that person wants. And it's not a case that I don't want people to know that I am a miserable person. I just find it more fun to pretend I'm great and happy.
I love it. You are. But there's like certain things in Georgie's life, like we've been really, really good friends for like years and years. And there's still certain things when you come out with them, I'm like, woo. Like, when I watch you drive, I'm like, holy shit. Like so quick and aggressive. I'm like, what the hell is
that? I channel my anger in different ways. And that's one.
Okay, good. I'm hoping that we'll get somewhere today. So please play along at home. I've gone to the place that you've got to go for all things serious, and that's BuzzFeed.
Oh, of course.
We're going to talk about unpopular opinion. Unpopular opinions in general. We're going to talk them through. And I just want to see if I can make you angry.
I'm going to try my hardest. In fact, I don't even think I have to try hard. I don't think these will make me angry.
Okay. So the first article that I found, these are some of the most controversial pet opinions. Which of them do you agree with?
Oh,
remember,
see,
guys,
I feel like we're
she's
cheating.
She's not going to get angry.
No.
You shouldn't have a big dog if you live in a city.
Why not? You can have a dog.
A big dog. Like, you wouldn't have, like a Great Dane in the city. I think they're saying it's unfair. They're not going to get properly walked. Because, actually, Georgie, let's just talk about this for a second. Have you seen people on the internet that don't think you should let your dog off a lead?
See, this is the thing, like, okay, I'm no pro, but I am a dog lover, so therefore, naturally, all my opinions are the right ones. Mm. And I think you should let the dogs do whatever the heck they want.
Am I just saying Georgie's in and out the hospital this week,
having bi-weekly rabies jabs because she got bitten by a stray dog in Sri Lanka. So I'm not necessarily sure that they should do everything they want.
So, didn't know we were going to mention that. No, big dogs, I get it. They need the leg room. They got long legs. Mm. I mean, they are the Naomi Campbells of dogs.
Mm.
But let it, like, sleep in your bed. Therefore, it has a giant-sized bed.
Mm.
And you just obviously have to, like, take it out for more walks. Or it can just become, like, a little couch potato like you. Like,
you can't just have a big, fat, aggressive... And also, if you don't walk it enough, then it's going to be aggressive.
True. But...
I'm really trying to rile you up. So that's just one. The second question.
But I'm
question.
Like, what happens? Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
What happens? Really big dog. Like, Great Dane dog. It's in a shelter and it needs a home. And the only home that's accepting it is a one-bed flat in London. But you work from home and you will love it and you'll give it treats and you will walk it. And fine, if it has to be on a lead, it'll be on a lead. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
it's better than the alternative.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Okay. If you say breed doesn't matter when you are looking for a dog, you are not ready for a dog. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't think you should discriminate against dog flavours. I think... you can have whatever flavour you want and it'd be fine.
I agree with this thing, though.
I mean, all these things... Okay, I get it, they make sense, but...
You do have to think things through.
Do you?
Yeah. Like, okay, I'm not... Like, okay, I, at this time in my life, don't think a Rottweiler's a good idea.
But they are actually really nice, friendly dogs.
No, I know that, but I couldn't take a full-size Rottweiler into my house that we've outgrown with a baby and a Labrador.
Just think the baby could ride it to daycare.
Saddle up.
Literally.
Okay, I agree with this one. People should be allowed to take off work after the death of their pet.
Oh, 100%.
Agree.
Oh, 100% agree. I really agree. I think they should get grieving leave of at least a week.
Agree. At least a week, yeah, 100%.
At least a week.
Yeah, 100%. When Dodger died, I literally couldn't... I couldn't function.
They're your best friends.
I've never been... I genuinely... And this is like... Oh. I don't know if I should even say it because, like, I've had a lot... Like, I've lost so many people. Like, all my family really are dead. All my grandparents, all my aunts and uncles. But when Dodger died, it was like...
Even just this conversation, I'm thinking of Dodger, who I never actually knew.
Dodger?
No, I never met him.
You got me a sketch of him after he died.
I did.
Yeah, you're the best person in the world.
But I'd never met him.
You would have loved him.
I think I would
have. Like, he was a king.
Arlo could have ridden
among
him.
Among beasts.
Come on.
Arlo could have ridden him.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Okay. People who don't let their dogs sit on the sofa shouldn't get dogs.
I agree.
I agree.
I totally agree.
I agree with that too.
I'm sorry. The couch is this big for a reason and you by yourself aren't going to fill a couch. What takes up the space? A dog.
A dog, yeah. We should let certain dog breeds with health issues die out.
I actually agree with this.
Yeah.
So I am the proud pug mother of two pugs, and I wouldn't change them for the world. But knowing what I know now about the way people breed these dogs, I don't think it's fair. And whether they could be bred differently, I don't know. I don't know genetics. But there are certain breeds that have a lot of problems and it's unfair on the doggies.
Mm.
And unless you're in a position that you can help that doggy, don't take it on board.
Yeah, because you can still individually love the dog. And 100%. The ones that you've got, but by not furthering their existence, you're saving future doggers.
100%. I mean, I bought the pugs. They weren't rescues, but this was, you know, 12 years ago. And knowing what I know now, I would rescue a pug if one needed a home.
Yeah.
But I would not pay.
Yeah.
To keep these dogs in breed, because pugs are literally the best dogs with the best personalities, but a lot of them have serious health issues.
Yeah, they're just suffering. It's the same with French bulldogs, isn't it?
Oh, little French. But why is it always the cute ones? And that's the problem. They're the cute ones.
Well, they're designed, they've been bred.
Mm-hmm.
They've been bred, like, to
needy
break,
needy little broken dogs. God damn.
Okay, all places that serve humans food should lose their license to serve food if they allow dogs.
What?
What?
Hold the phone. So dogs aren't allowed in restaurants?
Yeah.
No, I call bullshit. Who wrote that? Give me their email.
That doesn't seem... Oh my God, let's
The dog view... isn't cooking the food.
I need to view the research.
Oh my God.
11% of people agree with that.
They are sad little people.
9,000
They are
people.
Sad little people, Jane.
That, isn't that wild?
I can't agree with that because the dogs aren't making the food and also the dogs aren't like sitting at the table. I mean, my dogs would be, but like they're usually on the floor.
Yeah, they're not in your...
No, ew. If ew, you... that one rolled me up.
If you... yeah, I got a feeling. If you take a cat home from outdoors without checking if it's microchipped, you are a thief.
Of course you're a thief. You can't just take a cat home. People take cats home. People just take cats off the street.
Georgie, have you taken a cat off the street?
I mean, it wasn't on the street.
Have you taken
it
a
came
cat?
To
have
me.
Have you taken a cat no. home?
Okay, I was at uni. I was
Georgie,
young.
You're a thief.
I literally... No, but do you know
no,
what...
But have you stolen a cat?
Oh, I stole a cat.
For how long?
Like, for a year. And then I left. Where did the cat go?
What did you do?
Do you know what I mean? And like, this
no,
has
no,
been
no,
something...
No, 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 I don't know what you mean. What did you
this
do?
This has plagued me for the last 10 years. So I was at uni and a cat just sort of was like, yo, what's up? At my house. So I was like, come on in, pal. Let's be friends.
But did you keep it in the house?
It chose to be there.
Yeah, but was, like, did could it leave the house?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't, like, trap okay, him. Yeah. Because also we were at uni and stuff, so I wouldn't, like, keep a cat in the house. He just sort of came and went as he pleased.
Oh, that's fine.
And he had a cat flap, like, from whoever built the house built a cat flap. So I guess that's why he was like, ooh, cat flap, this is... And, I mean,
oh,
there were nice...
so you had
like...
a bit of a choice then when you left uni. It's like, well, you can't take him because he's not yours to take. But then what
no.
if he was just reliant on you for food and
then that's
left
what I was worried
starve?
About. And then also, now I think about it, I'm like, that poor family that had a cat. And it suddenly disappeared. But there were never any...
Wait, it lived with oh. you all the nights and everything?
Most of the nights it stayed in my bed. And I'm not a cat person, so that's saying something. I did go around all my neighbours and ask whose cat it was.
Oh my God, how did you say goodbye? I feel really sick about this.
It wasn't there and I just left.
You just left and it... Oh my God, yeah. I actually feel sick.
No, I know. Don't. It was...
Georgie?
But my flatmates were still living there because I dropped out, so I left before the end of the year.
Oh, thank God.
So my flatmates were still there, so I couldn't physically say goodbye to the cat, so... It was their responsibility, even though they didn't necessarily want the cat.
Okay. Oh my God, what did you do during the holidays?
Well, the girls were there.
I'm really stressed out about this cat.
Yeah, I know, don't. It's been something that has plagued me for a very long time.
Sorry, I shouldn't have brought it up. Oh, fuck. I feel a bit sick about that.
I now feel like a really bad person, which I know I am.
No, I don't think you are. You were in a very difficult position.
I was...
Because you couldn't take it
like,
with you, because...
I was 19. The cat wanted to be my friend. And I let it. But I did go around all my neighbours and say, whose cat is this?
And no one...
No one claimed the cat. But he wasn't with me every day. He'd, like, come for a couple of days and then leave for a couple of days. And then come for a couple of days and then leave for a couple of days.
He was probably fine. He
and so
had loads
I think,
of people on the go.
I think he had different houses and he just sort of, like, had little drop-bys.
Yeah, he probably didn't care about you.
That's
yeah, that's just...
I mean, it's a cat. He didn't
yeah,
care about
he didn't
me,
care about you. Just didn't get... This is what we need. This is how I need to get through this.
I'm going
to
throw
he
up.
Did, no, he didn't care about you. He doesn't give a fuck.
No,
he
had,
was happy when you left.
Also, when I left, he then went to his other house and then just found more houses to them.
You just made that up to me, so I feel better.
Yeah, 100% I
cool.
have.
Yeah, no, fine. I'll stick with that.
Yeah, please still love me, everyone.
People
I'm
who get
a bad person.
People who get working dog breeds as house pets don't get to complain that their dog is misbehaving. I think people can complain about whatever they want, to be honest.
I love a moan. I love a moan.
Yeah.
But I kind of get that. I'm like, if you have a dog that you know is, like, super high energy, like, you got to give him the energy and give him the stimulation and train him and make him all happy. Whereas if he's just, like, a little terror at home because you're not walking him and giving him the mental stimulation he needs. Like, imagine if I got, like, a sheep dog.
Yeah.
In my little flat, and I was like, hey, it'd be a lap dog. He'd probably be like, are you crazy?
So it's literally the advice that you gave to the first question was, yes, big dogs can come to the flats and become couch potatoes.
Hard on, though.
You're all over the place.
I've got reasoning already. Big dog. Maybe because they're so big they don't need all the energy.
You know how slowly Great Danes run? Have you ever seen a Great Dane run? They move
well,
like,
there you go, couch potato.
Like tectonic plates. They're so slow.
Couch potato. Okay, I'll revise. Depends on the breed.
Depends on the breed. Okay, this is a really controversial one. If you bring your kid to a dog park and they get hurt, it's your fault and you should leave.
Oh, 100%. I realise people with children are probably going to not agree with that. I don't have kids, so I can't see it from a mother's point of view. But if it's a specific dog... Wait, what's the kid doing? Is the kid just, like, sitting chilling?
If you bring a kid to a dog park and they get hurt, it's your fault and you should... I mean, yes, it's your fault and you should leave. Like, it is your fault. It's not, it's not the dog's fault.
But, like... I have so many like things. I'm like, well, if the kid's like chasing the dog and like pulling its tail, then it's on the kid.
It's on the parent.
Well, yeah. But then if the kid's just like sitting there twiddling its thumbs and a dog comes out of nowhere and goes, yo, bitch, you're in my park.
Yeah, but also, why would you take your kid to twiddle their thumbs in a dog park?
Exactly. Yeah, okay. I think it's
difficult because in the UK...
What if the parent has a dog?
Yeah, well, this is it. We don't have dog parks either. We just have parks. So before I had a baby, like... I would always really struggle because Bua goes out to the park, rain or shine, we're walking.
That's her park.
That's her park. It's where she shits, it's where she plays, it's where she, you know, like, it's all her
fun stuff.
Territory. And the confusing thing for her is in the middle of the summer, all these loads kids of people appear with snacks and sit on what she, in her head, is her...
100%.
So it is really confusing. So I do think if you're going to bring your kid to a park in London, you kind of got to be aware that there will be dogs there.
I obviously would never want this to happen, but I do think it's on the parent because if you're taking your kid somewhere with dogs, they are your responsibility. But then again, what if someone has a really aggressive dog and they're like, I don't care what my dog does, and it just goes running.
Yeah. It's very stressful. Now, I'm coming into my first year... My first summer with a toddler and a dog. So what am I going to do?
No parks.
Simply ever not an again. Option. Because we love the park. Bua loves the park. Arlo loves the park. But I think you just have to be really realistic about the fact that dogs are dogs.
Dogs are animals.
You are the one
in
charge of the situation. You can't rationalise with a kid or a dog.
No, this is actually... They're probably on the same like mental wavelength, let's be honest. Or do we think Boo is more intelligent?
I mean, yes, in months gone by, Arlo, God love her, she did nothing for a year.
Arlo can do jazz hands, can Boo? Just saying, who knows which one's smarter?
You've raised a very good point. Okay, demanding a ban on fireworks because your dog is scared of them makes you a Karen. And fireworks should still happen, agree or disagree?
Disagree!
All right, Karen.
I hate fireworks. I used to love fireworks, and now I don't get the point in them. I watch my dogs cower in the corner, and I just think, say they had... You know we've got fireworks night. Mm. Night. Night. There's no S's.
Agree.
One night a year.
Agree.
And they, boom, firework, fun. That should be enough, but it's firework, like... 2 weeks and New Year fireworks and birthday and fireworks
Chinese
and Christmas
New Year fireworks.
And
we had them all last week.
So many fireworks and I understand people want to celebrate. We could just do it with less noisy things.
Agree.
Because it's not just the dogs as well. It's like, what about the horses in the fields?
We went to the moon like a casual 60 years ago. Why the fuck haven't they made quiet fireworks yet?
Surely it's possible.
Because like all the, like the New Year's show, like the drones and stuff, it's amazing. It's silent.
Everyone should be given a pack of like 10 firework drones from the government. And when it's firework nights, they just pre-program them.
Georgie Solo, the Prime Minister.
I would run the country so well.
Fireworks are illegal in Ireland.
Are they?
Yeah. So Alex always got really excited when we moved here. I mean, I still saw them there. They'd be allowed in like, it'd be illegal for
an individual person.
Use. That's what I think should be here.
I also think that's a really good idea.
I also know of two people that have lost their hands. Like their whole hand. I know of two. That's not one freak.
See, I
two
grew
is
up
a pattern.
With my parents saying... Don't do that with firework, you lose your hand, and you always go, oh yeah, go on.
No, I literally know two people who've lost their hands.
Well, this is
the thing. No, I didn't know the person, I know of them. Classic.
Even as an adult, I've had friends that have held the firework by the stick.
Fools.
And I just
go, see you don't deserve hands, then. You're like, fine, you want to play some fast and
lose
your fingers.
I thought you were
going
to say you don't deserve to play with fireworks. Or hands, apparently.
I don't make the rules. Okay, this is controversial. Mm-hmm. I think the adopt, don't shop movement is toxic and increases the prevalence of reactive dogs.
Okay, I don't get that, because how
can... I think they're saying more adopted, like, I think often dogs that are adopted in the shelters, for example,
yeah,
are more likely to be aggressive. So it just ends up there's more aggressive dogs around because more aggressive dogs exist because they haven't been put down.
I don't think I believe that. Like, obviously now I've spent, like, a lot of days in shelters, and, yeah, there are dogs with, like, reactivity issues and aggression and all that jazz. But they're on the smaller end of the scale than the other scale, and those dogs have all been out there at some point anyway, which is why they are now in shelters.
Mm.
So I kind of feel like that's nonsense. I don't believe that. I think we should adopt, not shop.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Families and friends' dogs should not be brought to visit the homes of other big dogs or cats. I mean, that's between them and them.
Yeah, surely you just ask your friend, you go, hi friend, I know you've got a dog, can I bring mine? They go, yes or no. You go, alrighty, mate.
Between you and you. I hate when people make social media accounts for their pets. Agree or disagree?
Disagree. I think the majority of the accounts I follow are dog accounts.
Fair enough. Your pets don't belong in every facet of your life, and taking them everywhere is inconsiderate and annoying. To who?
That sounds like the saddest person I've ever had.
Honestly, I have too much time.
Ew. That sounds like a very sad person who doesn't want their dog to be involved in every aspect of their life. I would take the pugs to, like, my smear test if I could.
Okay, this is the last one I'm going to do on pets. Fair enough. Stop publicly calling your pets your son or daughter. It's weird and off-putting. Who cares if it's off-putting? Who are you putting
off?
Oh
my god, I actually... I don't think it's off-putting. In fact, no, but I call the pugs my babies. But I don't see them as my children. I see them as, like, my best friends. They're, like, my little babies.
We call Arlo and Boo sisters.
Oh, see, but I agree with that.
But I don't walk around being like, I have two kids. Like, I don't know, it's like, she's my second.
Do you want to know what I always said? And this is, I don't know if this is going to be the weirdest thing in the world. I always wish that when you got pregnant, you could, like, select a preference to have a human or a puppy.
So there is another option available, and that's that you don't get pregnant and you just go and get a puppy.
No, because then you've birthed your child and it's your own little puppy dog.
Imagine pushing...
But aren't they, like, small and fluffy, and they're just like...
Imagine pushing a puppy
out. It's so small. I imagine.
It's not the size that I'm worried about. It's a puppy coming out of your vagina.
But, like, say it makes sense.
No ifs, no buts, no puppies. No, no.
I refuse to believe this, that one day I will birth a puppy.
Georgie,
said the lady
You could take that to a doctor and be like, look.
No, they'd put me away.
It's not what you think.
It's not what you think, but I just want to have a puppy.
I'm going to get... No. No. It's like people that put gerbils up their bums for sexual fun.
No! No! Ew! A puppy is your baby.
I feel really sorry for the gerbils that go up bums.
I don't get it. It actually makes me feel physically sick that people do that. I'm like, put whatever the fuck you want up your ass. I don't care. Not a living creature.
Do you think your sphincter would be so tight that it would crush the animal to death?
Well, it suffocates. It doesn't, because there's no oxygen.
Oh my god, is that what happens?
Yeah. So and I think they shit out a dead gerbil. They literally, like, shove it up with, like, a tube.
Yeah.
And I also heard somewhere, probably in, like, an Eminem song, that they, like, declaw them.
So it's all soft. Surely they've made a sex toy for that.
They've just buy a cat toy. Cats taste little, like, fluffy mice, don't they? Stick one of those up. Buy a fucking butt plug.
I know.
Don't stick a live animal. If people are listening, look, we accept all sexual preferences and fun times. You do you. If any of you stick things up your bum that are still living,
it's suspicious.
We got problems.
Yeah. Do they die up there? I can't Google it because Wi-Fi's age restricted me.
I don't know, but no one needs to know. They most of the time they die because they suffocate, apparently.
What a nasty way to go.
Sure, I mean, like, ew.
So undignified. And then, sorry, you must have to have a look at yourself in the mirror after you've shat out a dead gerbil.
And be and like, been like,
you know what?
Who am I?
I should have just put a butt plug up there.
Who am I?
Should have sat on a wine bottle.
Imagine your mother knowing what
next
you did.
Next time you shit out a dead gerbil, think of your mom.
Yeah. Next.
Okay, right, we're moving on to unpopular opinions in the wedding.
Ooh, fun.
I don't believe in soulmates, agree or disagree.
I'm like the worst for this one because I'm super split. I think Disney has made me believe that there is my soulmate out there, and I think
what
that's
you should
true.
Say is Kyle has
no,
made
but
me
no,
believe.
But then my split side is I don't think there is one right person for your entire life. Either. I think you have your right person who is right for you, and you spend your whole life with them. But I don't think, say, God forbid, they, like Kyle goes, peace out, I'm out. I don't think I then won't find someone else that I'm like deeply in love with.
Yeah.
So I'm really split. Like half me thinks there is this beautiful soulmate out there and you're with that person and it's wonderful. But then I think if something happens to them, I don't think you won't get another one.
But I'm also a massive believer in like platonic soulmates. Like I think me and you are soulmates.
Oh,
like,
you're not getting rid of me.
No, I know, but like from like the minute we met, it's like we're so like aligned.
You're my human. Yeah. And that's it. Like I don't think it has to be a romantic
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. So on that level, I'm like, I think
even
I've got lots of
soulmates. Even though ours is romantic.
And it's the most romantic. Like
you and your husband who?
Yeah, it's one thing. Johnny. Me and you, we've got matching tats.
Different level.
Yeah, so platonic soulmates, I think you can have another one. Okay, every couple should live together for at least 1 year before getting married.
I mean, I think that makes... I mean, I haven't done this, but I think that makes sense because when me and Carl lived together for the year in COVID...
You know,
the
don't
first,
live together anymore.
We don't live together anymore. No, but like the first few months, I was like, this is it. This is the end. I hate you. Like yeah. But like he hated me. And it took that year for us to... actually be like, oh no, this is lovely and this is great. What happens if you get married and then do that and then you're like, oh, quick, I'm
expensive
out.
Expensive divorce.
What do you think?
Yeah. Oh my God, these are so contrary. You shouldn't take your spouse's last name, agree or disagree. It's between you and you
Yeah,
both.
I think it's whatever you want. I think if you don't want to take it, fine. And if you do, you do.
Okay, this is an interesting one and I'm just obviously not, I just need to not be triggered. Okay, so just watch
okay,
me just
be
not
like,
be triggered. Yeah, yeah.
We're like zen through this one.
Yeah. Marrying your high school... My God. Marrying...
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Marrying your high school sweetheart stunts your emotional growth.
Well, seeing as I know someone who did that who's sitting on this couch, I can really agree. No, I disagree. Why would that stunt your emotional growth?
Actually, not from a triggered perspective, hard disagree on this. I actually think you have to... really actually grow emotionally. Like, I think it's the opposite because you have to grow up with a person.
And
like,
you have to go through all those changes with that
with
person.
Each other, and you have to maintain your friendship and your interests and your love, which is work over, like, me and Alex have been together 11 years and we are different people. Like, I was 18 when we got together. Like, and now I'm nearly 30. I've got a baby with him. Like, it's completely different people.
Yeah, and I actually think, like, I massively agree with that. I obviously haven't done that. But if I look at who I was 10 years ago to who I was now, I, like, at first signs of change and growth and these things, I've gone, oh, I can't do this. So
yeah.
I think to be able to be, like, mentally strong enough to do that with another person is a lot more impressive.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. But then I do know people that married people that they've been with, I mean, for even longer than me and Alex. And actually, I can kind of see it from the other side in that, like, you can form quite a codependent dynamic where you don't really need to, like, evolve your other friendships or necessarily other interests because you've got your built-in person.
Oh, but that's no fun. You need to have friends.
Well, no, I know, but that's, I think, to this question's point.
No.
Like, maybe there is, it can go the other way. But I think for the most part, like, if you want to live a full life with somebody,
that you've been with for a long time, you have to work really hard.
You have to,
like,
put
maintain
a lot
that.
Of effort, especially through those, like, formative years.
So just go, ooh, okay, sorry, I got distracted by the next one. A woman should not have her father walk her down the aisle. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I get it because it's the whole, like, oh, they're giving you, it's like their permission. I just think it's so cute. Like, if you, or whoever walks you down the aisle, I'm like, they're just supporting you on your big day and being a part of it and it being lovely. Like, you're not being sold for a camel.
Yeah. I think, like, it's obviously rooted in very toxic things, but I think something that I realised when I got married was that everybody in your life, from the minute that you are born, has an expectation about the life that you are going to live, particularly your parents. And, like, when you're born, you, whether they, like, mean to or not, your parents project their dreams and hopes onto you and their imagination for your life. And I think a really big part of, and I've been talking to my best friend a lot about this now, like, she's getting married, and it's so common for us with, like, maybe parents that weren't fully, like, in our lives, or parents that have been divorced or whatever. And it's like you have to manage everyone's expectations and kind of maintain a traditional day in very untraditional circumstances a lot of the time. And it's a really difficult thing to do. But I was talking to my friend about this the other day, and I was like, I think that's one of the most important things to remember for saying this to her about her wedding. But for everyone, it's like, you are... it's not just your dream for this day. That's not right necessarily that you are having to prioritize everybody else, but you do have to remember that your dad may have dreamt of this
for
the day you were born.
Yeah.
So you're denouncing a tradition, but on balance, you need to work out, like, his disappointment versus that, you know, your affinity with that. So it's a little bit more complicated than like Instagram feminism that would have you believe
it. I feel like it's very much with a lot of this stuff, it's either like you either just have to not do it or you're giving into that pressure. And I'm like, no, sometimes things are just a nicety.
Sometimes it's just cute. It's just not that deep. Are you a pickle person?
I fucking love a pickle.
You love a pickle?
Oh, I love a pickle.
That's bizarre.
I eat pickles out of a jar.
That's fucking
I like
bizarre.
Raw dog a pickle. I don't know what raw dog means, but I'm pretty sure that
saying,
means
like, I like raw dog. It's like, oh my fucking god.
No! As I said, raw dog, I was like, I should probably just say I don't actually know what it means, but isn't that just like when it's not in a bun?
You raw dog it.
You just straight out that jar.
That sounds like gerbil up the arse talk.
Pickle up a bum. Use a pickle!
How much would you be paid to put a pickle up your bum?
I mean, like, probs do it for like 10 grand.
Are you kidding? I'd do it for like, I'd do it for a night in a hotel. Like, if somebody said to me, like, oh, like, if you put this pickle up your bum, you can have a night at this hotel.
Honey, you put a pickle up your bum, I'll take you to a hotel.
I mean it. I'll do it right now. I want to go to a hotel. I haven't had a night away from my kids.
Maybe you can get Alex to be the person that tells you if it's... No, but I need to know if it's true, but I'm not... I don't want
to
see that.
You don't trust me to put a pickle
no,
up
I
my
don't. Ass. No, I want your husband to watch you put a pickle up your bum. Do you think it'll, like, maintain its integrity, though? Is it strong enough to get there?
No.
Oh, wait, what size pickle are we talking?
Also, you could just do it with a tube.
A little Cornishon pickle, you know, the little baby pickles.
I don't care, I'll put anything up there. Anything dead, obviously. Or not, no, not dead, like, I don't want to put dead animals on there. I mean, like, things that weren't alive. Innate object. I'll put, but I could, I just want to mind the hotel. Okay, look. You're also a people pleaser. Moving away from this is the last one I'll make you do. This is, okay.
I feel so uncomfortable in myself right now.
Not nearly as uncomfortable as I am about to be. Okay. A lot of people think these behaviours are rude, but I want to know how you feel about them.
Okay.
Is not saying hi to a stranger passing you rude?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
I say hi to everyone.
Every stranger that passes
not
me.
Everyone, usually if they have a dog.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, fine. No, it's not rude. No, it's not rude.
In London, you would literally never get anywhere and you'd
probably get the face smashed in. Hi, hello, hey.
Imagine doing
that's
that on
the tube.
Everyone would be like, oh, get out. Get out.
No, on the tube. So I want to say hi to, like, everyone. So I love going up north. Everyone says hi to everyone. But
this
on
is why
the tube,
I literally never leave.
See, but on the tube, I'm like, if someone even, like, looks at me for a second, I'm like, what's your problem?
Someone tapped me on the shoulder at South Kent Tube Station once.
Ew.
And I screamed.
Why?
Screamed.
Why did they touch you?
She wanted directions.
Oh, I don't care.
It's like, yeah, I know. I know.
Not in a tube station.
So you're like, what? Is pointing at someone rude?
I was always told that it was.
Yeah, me too. I think it's quite aggressive.
You.
Yeah, don't you? Oh, no, that's made my tummy go a bit. I don't like it.
You put a pickle up your bum. See, it's aggressive.
Yeah, it's made me a bit nervous.
Is being really late rude?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, unless there's an extenuating circumstance that, like, you know, but yeah.
I actually think being really late is less rude than being chronically a little bit late every time.
Oh, I mean, if it's like a one-off.
Yeah, because if someone's like an hour late, it's like, okay, look, things happen. But if you're like consistently like, oh, she's always then late. Then
absolutely, I think, yeah, rude.
My dad always taught me that it just shows that you don't respect the other person's time. Yeah. And every time, like, he told me that as a kid. He was like, lateness just signifies that you don't respect someone else's time. And I was like, ugh, what a concept.
That now is stuck with me for life.
Yeah. Part of my people-pleasing makeup is not looking someone in the eye as you have a conversation rude.
So I was brought up, like, you have to look in someone's eyes. But I always find that I either look too much in people's eyes or something in my brain tells me, like,
it's weird.
Tell me, like, don't look in the eyes, and I flip between the two. But then if I think I'm looking too much in your eyes, I then panic and then I have to look away. So no, I don't think it's rude. I think if you're a grown up, you can probably handle it, but my brain can't.
Yeah, also, like, I don't know, that's not very, like, accepting of, like, neurodivergence, because it's not
right.
People get uncomfortable, so exactly. No, I don't think that's rude. It's checking your phone during dinner rude. We do this all the time.
I know. I'm like, is this like between our dinner or?
It depends who you're with. Because if you're like at a birthday party,
then yes.
But like you're out.
If you're on a date with your other half and you're sitting on your phone, then it's fine.
Yeah, it depends. Is it rude to tell people to just be happy or just don't think about it when they're upset?
That gives me like the biggest ick. I just rude, think it's so stupid. Invalidating and rude and insensitive. I'm like, let that person have their feels.
Is putting earbuds when someone sits next to you rude? I mean, it depends. Like,
do you want to know what?
If you sat next to me and I did it, might be a bit
if I was sitting and someone sat next to me and put them in, I'd be like, oh, sauce.
Yeah, like
I would put mine in.
Yeah.
Like if someone sat next to me and they're making noise, I'd put my earplugs in.
Yeah.
I love an earplug.
Is telling your friends that their clothing looks really ugly rude?
Yes.
Yes.
Abso-fucking-lutely. What's the rule?
If they can't change it in 30 seconds, don't tell them.
Labels sticking out.
Change it. Tuck something in your teeth. Tell them.
No. Never ever be mean about someone's dressing.
Just my fucking point.
No.
I shared it on my Instagram this morning. Someone sent me a message that said, honesty without kindness is cruelty.
Honesty without... Yeah, 100%.
Is randomly stopping by at someone's house for a chat or a coffee rude?
No, I would love that.
I would love that.
I literally feel like I come and do that all the time here.
Yeah, no, I love... Genuinely nothing makes me happier than people dropping by.
Oh, I'd love
it. I love it. And actually, people drop by here a lot.
I love that energy. I love that.
It's my favourite thing about the life that Alex and I have built together is that people drop by.
It's because people firstly feel comfortable that they can. It's because you're nice enough that they want to see you. Or that your babies is like super cute.
I know. How lucky is that?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, every time someone drops by, I get a bit giddy. I'm like, oh, yay.
Friend!
They chose me. I didn't have to beg them to come. They just did it.
They chose me.
They chose of all the houses on the street.
They could have knocked on anyone's door. Anyone.
They are.
They may not have been lame, but they could.
Is it rude to avoid a friend or colleague when you run into them but they haven't seen you? Can I just say, I've done that
so many times.
I know a guy. And it's like, you know, like family friends, like where everybody talks, like your mum's friends and everybody's like chatting and blah, 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 blah. And apparently one guy that we know saw another guy that we know at the tube station hide from him, like run, saw it.
They saw him hide.
And he ran and hit.
No!
And I think about it, like, all the time. I'm like, don't run! I pretend I don't see people a lot.
Me too. I like doing that
But this bit me on the arse not that long ago.
What did
like,
you do?
Because somebody was waving at me, being like, and I was like, just gonna pretend not to see. And then I pretended not to see, and then I heard,
And what, did you put those earplugs in?
Yeah. And then I ran. No, I was slow. I just had Arlo. They caught up.
Oh, that's embarrassing for you.
Really embarrassing for me. But I think I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't see you.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. I had my, oh, wait, nothing in my ear.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. I'm deaf now.
I was pregnant and something happened.
Yeah. It's back now. Is it rude?
No, because I do it a lot, so I don't want to be rude. So no.
It really depends, because sometimes you just can't handle it.
Honestly, just a lot of energy.
It's not answering the phone because you don't feel like it, rude.
No, they don't know. They don't know that you're not picking up because you don't feel like it.
Yeah, also, we have to have some boundaries, and I think we are way too, like, reliant on other people just doing exactly what we want all the time.
100%.
And that's fair. It's telling someone that their music taste is bad, rude. Yes!
Yeah, because
other people's music taste is not your business.
Well, I just don't understand, like, why you'd be like, ew, about something. Like, how does that implement your life in any way?
Literally. It's putting back an empty bottle or can in the fridge, rude. It's fucking annoying is what it is, Alexandru.
Why would only psychopaths
only men do that?
I would
never. Do you know
how
many empty fucking cartons are in my fridge? He does it all the time.
Oh my god, what a weirdo.
I know, so you married a weirdo. And I'm like, oh, I've opened up for the morning, and then I go to pick it up and I'm like, well, that's suspiciously light.
How fun is it you married your high school sweetheart now?
Yeah, I know. I've
You married a psychopath.
Not emotionally stunted at all.
He is.
Ooh, this is such a good one to finish on. Is it rude to ask someone what percentage their phone is on when they ask to use your charger?
This grinds my gears.
From what side?
Like, if I am charging my phone and someone goes, what percentage are you? As if...
Not enough.
I'm like, if you were like, oh, my phone's about to die, I'd be like, yeah, of course you can, babe. But, like, if you were like, what percentage is it? I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, I would cut my cable in half and go, soz, it broke.
Ooh, that's delightful. That's what I mean, guys. That's what, that's what we're starting. That's what I was waiting for this whole episode. I had to let them see you.
Damn it!
You nearly did it.
I've been rumbled. No, just out of spite, I'd want to be like, fucker.
Yeah, it's such an... Because then I always lie. Because this is a classic, my brother. He would do this every time. Can I use the charger? Yeah, what percent are you on? I'll be like, 4.
4%.
I'm on 40.
What would you do if they said, let me see?
Oh my god,
the panic.
I know.
That would instill in my chest.
I'd gaslight him. I'd be like, you haven't got an iPhone. You've got a Google. You wouldn't
know. You don't understand.
The zero's always there.
Yeah, the zero's just like...
You would... It's so much better
energy levels. Pay grid. I don't know. There's just a lot.
I think it's really rude. But it's like, I also get so tempted to do it because I have my charging block and everybody knows that I carry my charging block around. Like, I've always got my charging block.
Give me a bit of charge.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, can I use your charging block? And I'm like, do you really need it though? Because...
Do you need it?
Because it takes a whole day for me to charge it.
I think you should say
And like, I charge it for me to use.
You're using your electricity.
Have I ever said
They're
no,
essentially
though? I've literally said
stealing
no.
from you if they use it. That's all I'm saying.
No, they've been gifted it by me because I always say, yeah, sure. Even if I really don't want them to, I'm like, yeah, you go for it.
Sure.
You go. Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Even if
I'll just stand here and rub my hands together and generate some electricity
Who's
for
got
you.
Like a potato? Don't
yeah,
they
no,
do
I've got time. I've got nowhere else to be. I can do this for hours.
But that's it as well. Like if someone said, can I use your charger and my phone was still dying, I'd go, yeah, sure.
Yeah. You wouldn't cut it in half. You'd just hate them
no,
for the fact
No, I would
you...
hate them and then moan about it later because my phone died, but I'd have no one to moan to because I couldn't talk to anyone.
Well. This has been fun.
I feel...
Therapised.
No! I feel the opposite. I need to track these people down with their opinions and have conversations with them.
Not to take it back to arseholes, but opinions are, like arseholes, everyone has one and everyone stinks. On that note...
That. Groundbreaking.
I'm a poet. I didn't even make it up. I think I read it on a fridge magnet.
So philosophical.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening and for bearing with us as we cobble together these slightly different Is It Just Me's. I hope you enjoy them. Don't tell us if you haven't, because I don't think Georgie could handle it.
It'll be a very unpopular opinion.
It would go down like a lead balloon, actually, so please keep that one to yourself. We'll be back on Monday and next Thursday with another slightly different Is It Just Me, but I think from beyond then, we probably will be back with normal service, but we'll keep you posted. Love you guys loads. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening. Should I Delete That? It's part of the Acast Creator Network.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.